Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
What's up?
Gretchen's coming to Texas time.
Giddy up. Hee-haw. All that. Lone Star.
Gretchen's leaving in 1 hour to get her ASS here.
That's right.
And we're recording early mornings so that we don't have to do it with our husbands and our children and all that fantasticness.
Because they actually want to be with us all the time because they just love us so much.
It's true.
Can't get enough of us.
Or they don't want to be put with 6 children by themselves.
Oh, there's that. They get a little resentful. Yeah, I did a lot of that last weekend.
2 weekends in a row might be too much.
2 weekends in a row might be too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Husband does not.
And like, you know, I did a lot of self-care this week. And so I can't go off by myself anymore. Got the hair did.
Yeah. Looks good.
And fresh face. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my fresh face this week, Gretchy.
Oh, tell me.
So I tried a new Botox person. Hasn't quite set in all the way, but it's getting there around these little parts. Yeah. Okay. And I go to the place and I'm like, oh, it's great. It's really close to my house. This is awesome. I walk in. I'm like, hey, sit down. I'm new here, you know, Tabitha. And like after 5 minutes, the girl was like, so who do you have an appointment with? And so I say, you know, so-and-so. And she's like, are you sure? Because so-and-so doesn't work here. I'm like,
what?
Oh, do you have my name down? She was like, no, I went to the wrong Botox place and was literally in their office.
Did they inject you?
No, they did not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, it has kind of a very similar name. And I was running late anyways, like I always am. So then I was like, oh, shoot. Like I was worried that the other place was like not going to take me because now I'm 20 minutes late because it's not, you know, right next door and not as close to my house as the first one. But
oh, my God,
it was funny and some so typical of me. Thank God my husband was not in the car and it wasn't for the kids or something. Like I'd be in big trouble.
Okay, well. That is a pickle, but it's not embarrassing AF. And I have an embarrassing AF story for you, and it's all your fault.
Why my fault?
Let me tell you. Okay, so I drive a black SUV, like millions and billions of other people. Okay.
I drive a black SUV also.
Correct. And if you recall, we were supposed to be matchy matchy. And both get personalized license plates. And you told me it was a good idea. And I...
I went for it.
I went full stop. And then Tab got to thinking, no, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Well, then I moved.
Yeah, well, whatever. Okay. I don't think you were ever going to do it. You just left me hanging. Okay.
I tried.
Okay. Anyhow, let me tell you why it's not a good idea. So I dropped off my kids last week at the camp. So great. Freedom. Okay. Driving on the freeway, rocking the free world in my car because there's no children in it with me. And I see a man beeping his horn, hanging his body out of the car, waving at me.
Okay.
It was my husband's boss.
Oh, God.
On the freeway. And if I would have just been in any other normal license plate, he never would have known. But he's like, oh.
I saw the plates. Oh, my God. That is so awesome. I love that. And it's not very embarrassing.
It is. It got worse because so my husband is like, hey, Mark came in and he said he saw you on the freeway. He said, you were talking to somebody. You were very distracted. And I said, oh, I wasn't talking. I was actually singing. And my husband's like, hey, Mark, dude, she was singing. That was just her rocking out. She wasn't talking to anybody. So I can't wait to run into him again. That's not embarrassing at all.
You should be like, we're rocking in the free world. Yeah, give him your tunes. Yeah.
Right. What are you going to do?
I'm taking you this weekend to rock your tunes also.
I'm pretty excited. And I know we just have been discussing my outfits because I don't fit into 99% of my clothes. And I said I was going to wear a dress, but I don't think I can because how am I going to do my high kicks if I'm not wearing pants?
Oh, yeah. Well, then wear jeans. My friend wore jeans last night. It's a little warm, but one of the places is inside we're going to, so I think you'll be fine. Let me tell you something else pretty funny. Okay, so my kid, well, one of them in particular, likes this YouTuber named Preston Plays.
Yeah, you've told me about this person.
Because the reason I was able to get him to move to Texas is because Preston lives in Texas. And so I promised him we'd meet Preston one day.
Yeah.
So that's really the only way I got Caden to move here. Now Preston's has a coffee shop, or his mom has a coffee shop. And we were on our way to a baseball game and I saw it. Okay. So I took my son back there because I'm like, this is awesome. It's Preston's little coffee shop. It's got his little logo. It's called Fire Cup. You would die if you saw it. It's the cutest, like old historic building that they made into a coffee shop. It's like the cutest thing.
Okay. I love that.
Anyways, on the way there is a gas station and it's called Pump and Munch. Okay. Do you not laugh at that name?
I think it depends on what part of town it is.
Well,
That could be the name for something else entirely.
Yeah. So we were driving by and I just started dying laughing. And my husband was like, you have the dirtiest mind ever.
Like, guilty.
I was like, and so does that business owner.
Yeah.
I am sure that is why they named it that. So all weekend we were like, let's go to Pump and Munch. And then they're like, do you pump and then munch or do you munch and then pump? I think it was supposed to be called Munch and Pump.
I think it's whatever your prerogative. Maybe you don't pump at all. Maybe you just munch or vice versa.
There's that.
Truth. Okay. You got some crime?
I do. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Everybody, this case this week comes out of Boston. We have not done a lot of Massachusetts, I feel.
No.
If you don't know a lot about Boston, it's where the Tea Party happened. Familiar with that one, Crutchy?
Uh-huh.
The Boston Tea Party.
There's actually been a lot of historical events in the Boston tab.
It's
a whole lot.
Very close to where the Pilgrims landed.
It's
the Plymouth Rock.
There's a whole thing called, you know, I think you need to go and walk the Freedom Trail yourself and learn all the historical significance of Boston. I'm not going to school you right now, but it's kind of a big fucking deal.
I know. I've been there. I did that walk. I also, when I was doing that walk,
Did you do it sober?
I did, because I had that nasty parasite at the time. Remember, I thought I was dying.
Oh, God.
Of like something really bad. It was really bad.
It was really bad. It was like Giardia or something.
I found every single bathroom on the Freedom Trail. Just saying. I also would recommend their Irish pubs there. They're really good too.
I had a real fun night out in Boston one time.
You did? Without me?
Without you. Yeah. I stopped there on my way to Iceland with my cousin, Kara.
Yeah.
And she's not one for going out, but shoot, in a foreign city, I'll go out by myself, no problemo. So I took my fine self out, met a dude. I didn't go home with him or anything, you know? But I met him, I talked to him. Apparently, I told him, I was from Ventura. And yes. I just thought, this was some dude I talked to in Boston. Not a big deal. He called me.
Oh.
And I was like, how did you get my number?
Yeah, especially back then.
Yeah, it was like way back then. He's like, there's only one Gretchen in Ventura. I'm like, whoa. I was like super freaked out. Yeah.
I think that's like super love. That's like serendipity.
No, my creeper senses went off. I never talked to him again. Yeah, I was like, nope, that's too much. We didn't even talk that much. I didn't feel any like electricity.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what to say about that, but.
Oh, I know. Good it's so exciting. To that guy. You can't top it. Yeah, later.
Because maybe it would have been the guy I'm going to talk about. And we know likey him. Okay.
Dude, it probably is. That's why my senses went up.
It could be. If it was in 2008 or 9, it could be.
Okay.
There's also a lot of really great schools in Boston. They've got like MIT, Harvard, and the Boston University, just to name a couple.
Yeah,
and this particular student that I'm going to talk about was going to medical school, Boston University Medical School, and his name was Philip Markoff. He was 23. So if it was him, he would have had to have been like way younger than you at the time.
No, this guy was older.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Could have been.
He had gray hair.
The guy had gray hair?
That part. Yeah, he was like young with gray hair, but he had, I mean, you know me. I was dating older then. I was like early 20s, but I was like not ready for gray hair yet.
Okay. No. Got it. Yeah.
I mean, I put up with it now.
This guy did not have gray hair.
My husband says
he
credits me for his whole head of gray hair. Says he got it in the day
you're
we got
40. So.
Yeah.
All right. So Philip from the outside was the ideal human. He was tall. He's good looking. People said he was kind of like a Abercrombie looking kind of guy. He had brains of a doctor because he was soon to be one. In high school, he was in the honor society. He was on the golf team, bowling team, and constantly volunteered out of the goodness of his heart. I am sure his parents, although they were divorced, felt like they did good.
I don't know why. Golf and bowling, those are like the two laziest fucking sports ever. Like, I'm not impressed.
He didn't have really time to practice because he was volunteering at the hospital all the time.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So, okay. Okay, just saying.
Don't get me wrong. There's all kinds of doctors out there. But if you're a doctor, you're probably studying your ass off and not playing a lot of football. You know what I'm saying?
True. I get your point.
Okay. I just don't see the doctors as the sporty type, but I'm sure there are some.
Okay.
Philip's dad was a successful dentist in upstate New York, and his mom at one time was an educator, but she turned casino dealer. I'm sure it made her
fun.
A lot more money. Made, mm-hmm. you know, single mom paying the bills. Got to do what you got to do. And yeah, who doesn't love a casino dealer? I mean,
right?
Super. I always try to find the ones that I'm like, you're going to talk to me and we're going to have a real good time.
Yeah.
Together, you know?
Yeah, but then we get married and then the pit boss comes in and breaks us up. That's how I feel about my dealers. I get attached.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. They're like, you got to go.
Yeah.
When Philip graduated in only 3 years with his bachelor's in biology, things were looking good for this kid. He had a serious girlfriend named Megan McAllister, who was also pre-med, and they met volunteering at the local emergency room in New York.
Let volunteers work on emergencies?
I think if you're pre-med, yes, I do think so. I think you can volunteer anywhere. I mean, I'm sure they were not like administering drugs, but like cleaning up puke.
Oh, okay.
You choose.
Fun.
They moved to Boston so he could immediately start medical school. And that's where he was, Boston University School of Medicine. These two got engaged on a horse and carriage. I mean, dreamy. And life was on the up and up. Megan was busy planning a wedding for August 2009. And Philip was plugging away at school and working in the hospital. But Philip had a different side to him, one that no one would believe that this squeaky clean, soon-to-be doctor would be into. He had a real dark side, Gretchy. I think a few people, even his fiance, knew that he liked to gamble. He was a real poker fanatic and, like me, liked to win. And also, like me, hated to walk away a loser. But
well, nobody likes to do that, but some of us have to take it for the team.
True. When I walk away a loser, I walk away with like $100 out of my pocket.
God. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And you pout a little bit.
Oh, listen, I pout a lot.
Yeah.
Even if it's $100. But I never rack up like a shit ton of money.
No, we have a limit. Yeah.
Philip walks away with like $100,000 out of pocket. And mind you, he's a medical student.
That's
so
tough.
He's already probably hundreds of thousands of dollars out of pocket in just bills that he has to pay eventually.
Yeah.
But the gambling wasn't really the dark side. That's actually the light side of what Philip was into. Alrighty, Gretch, have you got back into your routine of taking some vitamins and supplements?
Yes, that's why I'm so smart and charming. You haven't noticed? I take my vitamins, girl. It's so easy with Care Of.
It is really easy. And you know, they now have a Care Of app that lets you track your routine and earn cool things like swag, discounts, and free products.
I love free shit.
Who doesn't love that? But you guys, it's really easy to take your vitamins with Care Of, and you know, consistency is key, and it they say it takes about 30 days to see some benefits. So with that app and tracking it and everything coming in individual packages, it's awesome.
You take a quiz, you get a little pack, easy peasy. Even I could do it. If I could do it, you could do it. And it feels good to take your vitamins.
It definitely does. I start my day with it and then I'm done for the day.
Yeah, who wants a bunch of bottles?
No, not I, said the fly. Yeah, so we are giving our listeners 50% off your order if you use our code CLINK50. So go to takecareof.com and enter code CLINK50. That is takecareof.com and enter CLINK50. Gretchy, how's your morning cereal eating going?
You mean my any time of day cereal eating going?
100%. I love eating Magic Spoon cereal for dinner.
Oh my gosh, it's the best way to get in all of your protein. Low carb, friendly.
Low carb. If you guys have not tried Magic Spoon, Gretchen and I are here to tell you that it is hands down the best. And your kids will even eat it. It's like, think about the sugar cereals that we all used to love, except for it doesn't have any sugar. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, you guys. Hot damn.
Hot damn is right. We love it around here. Can't get enough.
And if that doesn't float your boat, it's only 140 calories a serving.
That's right.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. And we have more exciting news for you. Magic Spoon will be releasing 2 amazing new flavors this month for a limited time. Cookies and cream, Gretchen.
I'm so excited.
I can't.
I am legit so excited.
Me too. I cannot wait to get them. And maple waffle. If that isn't the most comforting, indulgent combination, then I really don't know what is, you guys. This is the ultimate treat yourself combo, so make sure you get some while you can for a limited time. You can also build your own box. Available flavors to build your own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. And if you're listening from Canada, guess what? You can now get Magic Spoon too.
Nice.
So guys, go to magicspoon.com/clink clink to grab your new limited edition cookies and cream and maples and waffles. Again, that promo code is clink clink at checkout to save $5 off your order. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/clink clink and use the code clink clink to save $5. Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership or all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like
lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
No one knew that Philip was into some serious porn sites, dark sites, kinky sites, sites for extras. In 2008, Philip was on a site where he posted like naked chest pictures without his head, seeking transvestites. So it would be like M seeking T, I think is what it looks like.
Okay. And to be clear, that was the term that was used then. We don't use the term transvestite anymore.
That's right. This was in 2008, and that's exactly what it said.
Okay.
He seemed to dabble into conversations back and forth about meeting up with a particular person, and we don't have evidence that they actually did. And this particular person said that they did not meet with him, but it seemed like he was getting to a point where he might start meeting up with people.
Okay.
No evidence that he actually did, okay? In 2009, Philip would let his dark side take over his senses, and he went searching on a new site, which was not a new site, but a new site for him. He was, you know, I told you he was like into like kind of kinkier sites before. This time he went straight to like the white pages of the internet, to Craigslist.
Okay. Oh, well, I think shit goes down on Craigslist.
Shit goes down on Craigslist. Dude, by the way, there are lots of Craigslist killers, not just like one. So shit does go down on Craigslist. On April 10th, 2009. What?
That's why I never want to sell anything.
Dude, I get so like nervous about it, because you kind of, even on like Facebook Marketplace, you know, you're like, hey, come meet me at my house. Hopefully you don't kill me.
I've bought a lot of stuff off Craigslist. Get this refrigerator out of here. Yeah, I've bought a lot of stuff off those sites,
mm-hmm.
but I've never sold anything.
Oh, dude. Before I had kids, I sold something and I had to take the guy into my underground parking garage at an apartment I lived in by myself. I was like, this is so stupid.
That is so stupid. Yeah.
I know. Okay, so on April 10th, 2009, Philip searched on Craigslist erotic services, which is no longer around either. After erotic services, they changed it to adult services, I think. And then I think it's removed completely from Craigslist at this point.
Probably a good idea, Craigslist.
Yeah. So he finds a woman by the name of Trisha Loeffler. Trisha says on 48 Hours that he called her and she said, yeah, sure. You know, it's $200 an hour. She was an escort, is what she called herself on Craigslist. And he says, yeah, I'm good with $200 an hour. So he gets to her hotel room. And as soon as he walks in, he locks the door behind him and he pulls out a gun very, very calmly. He ties her up, gags her, and robs her. At first, he uses gloves, like he had gloves on, but then he removed them at one point, went around the hotel, leaving his fingerprints everywhere. So really not the best criminal, I would say.
Yeah.
He tapes Trisha's mouth shut with duct tape without gloves on. He cuts the phone lines to the hotel room. Then he ties her to the bathroom door, where he leaves and Trisha is able to break free immediately. She calls for security from the next room. And police immediately come and they take her seriously, which is pretty amazing, because I can see these types of crime, especially today when our police force is at a minimum resource level, that it would just be blown off. I mean, he steals $800 from her.
Yeah.
And she's an escort, right? Like, I feel like in Los Angeles, even if they caught the person that stole $800, they would be let go, right? But
Yeah. I think you don't even get arrested in LA unless you commit a $1,000 offense. Isn't that like the deal?
Yes. And even when you get arrested, you get let go right away anyways.
So. Okay. For one side note, though, I feel like $200 an hour is way too cheap. I feel like it should be like $200 for like a hand job alone. Like, up your rates.
Maybe it's upped once you get there and it's like, oh, you want to do that? I mean, $200 is just to be an escort. So like, what is that? I'll go to dinner with you? I don't really know.
Okay. Okay. And so he didn't rape her. He just robbed her.
He just robbed her.
Okay.
Yep. So the police take her seriously. It's 2009 and we're still pro-police at that point. And they were on top of it, dude. Philip had only erased his number off of her phone. He's a smart guy, but not that smart because you still have records of like who called you and...
Hello.
I mean, it's not instantaneously, but
yeah,
it's there. Trisha has said that she felt like he was so calm when he was doing this that she felt like he's done it before. There are no known cases that he had done it before, but it doesn't mean he didn't, you know?
Maybe a lot of escorts don't even report it.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I think that. Because also she had mentioned when the police came that they didn't do anything to her for having this business in this hotel, which probably is not legal, you know? Right. And so I'm sure like you're scared. You're like, oh, shoot, I'm not doing something legal. So I can't call on somebody that did something illegal to me. But thankfully, this girl did. So the next day, Philip heads to the casino. Like nothing.
Just
robs her, okay. Takes her money to the casino.
Okay.
Then on April 14th, only 4 days later, Philip went back onto Craigslist and found a woman by the name of Julissa Brisman offering massages under the erotic section. The two met at a hotel again, and it seems like all these hotels are pretty fancy hotels, like the Marriott, the Westin, you know, nice areas.
Okay.
The two met this hotel, and instead of just tying her up and stealing all her money, Philip shot and killed Julissa.
Oh, shit.
So we don't know exactly what happened in the hotel room, but what people imagine and people that know Julissa say that she was not about to take this motherfucker shit. And unfortunately, Philip lost his and shot her after hitting her over the head with his gun. So it seemed like maybe he had a bit of a temper.
You think?
And he killed her. So Julissa, she was only 25 years old. She was almost 26. The next week was her birthday. And from reports, she had a bit of a troubled past, but she was so young and she was on the up and up. She had a diary stating that she was sober and she was loving her sober life. And so I think her life was just really getting started. Mm-hmm. She had enrolled in community college and planned on becoming a drug and alcohol counselor. And Philip took it all away from this beautiful girl one night. Once he killed her, he left the room like nothing happened. And it didn't faze him. Again, he heads to the casino. Dude, like,
psychopath.
Yes. I feel like if you were just robbing people, then you took it to the next level, maybe you would have a fucking heart attack like that you just did that.
Yeah.
But not Philip. No. Philip actually went on Craigslist again. And
oh, shit.
He found his last and final victim. Her name was Corrine Stout. Corrine offered her services on Craigslist as an exotic dancer, where she gave lap dances.
Okay.
Laptop Pops would be good too.
Yeah.
Extra expensive. Anyhow, Philip began his whole routine again. Shows up to the hotel room, pulls out a gun, and Corrine's husband comes out of the next room. So,
right? Because I was going to say, if you're a dancer, you got to have security. You can't be doing that by yourself.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem with the other two girls. And some detectives had said, like, this is the reason that people do have, like, a pimp or a person that kind of a bodyguard, you know, because they stand outside, they make sure nothing happens. And with the other two girls, they were working
independent.
Right.
Yeah.
This one, she had her husband there. Right when that happened, he comes out and scares Philip off. And dude, I mean, she got really lucky because I don't know if Philip was on a robbing spree or he was becoming the next serial killer. I honestly believe that Philip would have been like the next Ted Bundy type eventually if police had not stopped him. After Philip ran out of the robbery, he, guess where he went?
Where?
To the casino.
Oh, shit.
This guy. So him and his bride-to-be, Megan McAllister, were on their way to the casino.
Oh, I forgot about her. Damn it.
Yeah, he's engaged to be married.
Oh, Megan. This is not going to work out.
Well, I mean, what if you were in the car and they pulled your fiance over, who is a medical student, and you think he's working at the emergency room, but really he's offing women in the hotel?
That'd be a real bummer.
So they pull him over. They pull both of them over. And you see, after Trisha, the first girl, they started pulling footage from cameras because these hotels have security cameras all over.
Hello, they do.
They figure out his email, his IP address. They find out real quick who Philip is. And then once Julissa was murdered, they pulled the footage from that hotel. Looks like the same guy. I mean, he's tall, blonde. Dude, 23 years old. Pretty distinct. Yeah. You don't see a lot of blonde guys running around. So immediately they go back to Trisha and they say, hey, is this the guy? This guy looks like this guy, but is this the guy? And she says, yeah, that must have been before he came to my hotel. They were like, no, 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 this is another hotel. And he just murdered a girl. I mean, could you imagine?
Oh, shit.
So they got him pretty quickly. Once they pulled the two over, they arrested Philip, and Megan was like, what the what?
Yeah.
But she was convinced that they got it wrong. Like, she's like, I can't, like, he wouldn't even hurt a fly. She really had no clue, dude.
Would you believe that? Is that her story? You're with it?
I'm with it.
Okay.
I don't think she had a clue. I think she was super fooled.
Okay.
Because at first she was like, no, no, no. Like, we are getting married. This is a big mistake. This is not happening to me. This is not my life. I'm marrying a doctor. But I'm sure after a little digging on her own and some additional information that came out, she decided that maybe marrying the guy sitting in jail for killing somebody wasn't the best idea, even though Philip pled not guilty. So a few months after Philip was arrested, Megan went to the prison to tell Philip that it was over. Philip didn't seem to take that very well. And he was put on suicide watch. What?
I said, what, his little temper flared?
I think his temper flared a little bit in the prison.
Yeah.
And he actually was like tempering against himself. Didn't really have anybody else to do it against. So he's put on suicide watch, tried to kill himself a couple times in jail. And exactly 1 year and one day after he was supposed to be married, Philip finally did kill himself in prison.
Oh.
He had written Megan's name in blood on the wall of his jail cell.
Ugh.
He had made a knife out of a piece of metal and a pen from prison where he cut his arteries, his major arteries in his legs.
Okay,
feet,
okay,
and neck. Okay. Okay. I'm just telling you how he did it.
Okay.
but he left no suicide note. But I would really like to know what really was inside his head. Because I truly believe that the police warded off a future serial killer and spared probably multiple lives and Megan's, for that matter, because she's able to like move on and meet somebody else and not actually marry a psychopath.
Yeah, but she comes with a lot of baggage now.
Oh, fuck, dude, I know. So I could not. There's a couple Megan McAllisters out there. One in particular that was running for the Senate, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Is that in Minnesota or something?
I don't know, but I know I hear that name.
I don't think that's her.
No, it's not her.
Well, it could be. They're around the same age.
I watch more news than you, and I think I would know.
Okay. I don't think it's her.
A hot topic. I think it would have been like, shoot, Craigslist killer's fiance running for Senate. I think somebody would have sent us that story.
True. So, yeah, I don't think that's her either. I did find another Megan McAllister that was married. When she was dating him, she had like strawberry blonde hair, real cutie. Mm-hmm. And the ones that I found online do not have strawberry blonde hair, but that doesn't mean that, you know, 12 years later, she didn't dye her hair.
Right.
Different color. But I looked, I just couldn't, you know, or if she got married, I would drop that McAllister in a second, even though I think it's a great last name. I just wouldn't
Listen, I would have changed my last name right
regardless.
Away. Oh, yeah. But that's like the Chris Watts girlfriend.
Yeah.
Remember that shady girl? She, or I mean, it's debatable whether she was shady or not.
She is. She's got something to do with it.
She is. I just read that she still writes him.
She's a freak.
Who knows? I mean, it's coming from like people in the jail are saying that she writes him under a different name. But anyway, she changed her name right away. Yeah. So, and I think that was smart.
To change her
name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although it was widely reported what she changed her name to. So I don't know that it like
helped.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do like two times digging to actually find it, right? It's like if you really want to know, you can know. But yeah. So that is the story of Philip Markoff, the Craigslist killer, killers.
I didn't know that. I thought the Craigslist killer I seriously thought it was like advertised, like, you know, furniture.
No.
Another one that like did that?
Probably. There is another one that I began to do, and it was a female killer. She also was looking for love, basically. And she advertised her services and then would kill the guys because once they showed up, she would be like, I'm not really 20. I'm only 16. And then if they were willing to still do it with her, she would kill them.
Oh, that's crazy. They should make a movie about that.
They caught her for one. Well, there is that movie Monster, which is similar to that.
Yeah.
They only caught her for one murder, but she has said that she's killed 22 people, but there's no evidence of it. So maybe she killed 22 people in her mind. I don't know. It's a crazy case. I almost did it, but maybe I'll do it one day.
The other Craigslist killer. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I just did? Oh, are you done? Is that a WAP?
Yeah, that's a WAP.
Okay. I just would like to speak on this for a second. Everyone needs to go out and watch The Housewife and The Hustler on Hulu. Let's all watch it this week and talk about it. I watched it last night. I knew Tabitha was out to dinner. I still had to text her and tell her, you have to watch this. Please watch it before I get there. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys. It's about Erica Jane and her husband, Tom Girardi, and what's up with that. And when you hear the victim's stories, oh my gosh, I'll break your heart. And I think Erica knew.
Oh, you do.
Here's where she gets me. Let's say she didn't know. She has listed in court papers tab that she's not given up her shit, like all her Birkin bags and shit, because they were gifts. If I found out that my husband, my life, everything was a big old fraud, and I had been, my Chanel was, you know, at the expense of some orphans and widows, I would purge all my shit. She still has her salary from Beverly Hills. Like, wouldn't you just like leave it behind? You know,
who cares?
Who gives a shit? But she's like trying to hold on to her shit. I'm like, you selfish fucking bitch. You give all your materialistic stuff away. You had it too long. Okay. And go, and you could still live a nice life on your housewife's salary, you know, whatever, but no more. None. Zip. Zero. Give it all away. If you keep any of it, knowing what we know about the victims, you are a awful person.
I cannot wait to watch it. I'll try. How long is it?
It's not long.
Okay.
It's like maybe it's like an hour.
I could probably watch it on my
It's a watch. Somewhere. You can watch, listen. Like I did it while
I
was packing.
That's what
like
I want to
do.
You
can just listen and like in the car or something. You don't have to watch the screen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will do that.
Okay.
I cannot wait to do that. I did have a really nice dinner. I'll tell you all about it. And I want to give some people some shout outs. If you guys love us, please give us a shout out on Instagram. And we will give you a shout out, but you have to tag us because I don't know unless you tag us.
True.
So today I want to shout out Rebecca. Thank you so much. And your last name is really hard to pronounce. Svetovic. I don't know. Sorry. Like really jacking that up. Also, SoCal Barbie. So cute. I wanted to repost that and I think I missed the timeline. So if you want to do it again, I will repost it. Wendy, thank you so much. Always amazing. She didn't tag us, but Kitty wrote me a really fun note. She was in Dallas this weekend and she said that she was trying to look for me. But you know where I was?
Where?
I'm not hard to find. I was at the piano bar. I was like, Kitty, I've only really gone one place in Dallas and I was there again.
It's true.
And we're recording kind of early, so I don't have any more for this week. But, you know, keep tagging, keep posting. If you want more of us, we're on patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, Instagram, Facebook group. Our Facebook group is probably the best place to really interact. Anything else, Scratchy Poo?
I think that's it.
That's a wop?
That's a wop.
That's a wrap? Mm-hmm. That's a pop?
All of it.
You know, there's a 80s and 90s hip hop group coming out to Dallas this weekend. It's like a tribute band.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, do you hear my stomach?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Those are called hunger pains.
Shoot.
I can't eat for another 2.5 hours anyways, so I'm in the intermittent fasting stage.
Oh, eat something. Of
hunger. Okay, well, anyways, get your ass on the airplane. I got to take my kids to BBS for the last 2 days, and I'll see you at the aeropuerto. Are you coming into Love Field, right?
Are you picking me up? Yeah, I am. Are you picking me up, or am I calling a car?
I think I'm going to pick you up.
Okay, 3:30.
Yep. I'll see you there.
See you there.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.